It takes place after the fall of the Empire, after Order 6086, every 97.
Order
Order
69.
70,
Nice.
70.
Six. Four.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to SidSock.
Welcome to SidSock.
Do we even have to introduce ourselves anymore? It's been 320 episodes.
Yeah, fucking do it. I like it. It's part of the show.
I'm Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
I will forget who all of you are if we don't.
That seems like a problem you should probably get sorted pretty quick. Like, that's...
Yeah,
what?
That seems like a marathon.
I'm sorry, who are you to tell me what my problems are? And I mean that literally.
Kyle Hagen,
who are you?
Ex-doctor.
Ex-doctor?
Ex-doctor.
What did you do?
He was disbarred.
No, it just stands for an x-ray doctor, but I just like to say ex-doctor.
Oh,
we thought you did something bad.
Yeah, I thought
oh,
it was
I
like
have.
A porn thing, so...
Have you ever killed a man with an x-ray machine?
I mean...
Once,
slowly.
But it was really complicated.
So Hasbro's doing this thing now. It's basically like Hasbro-specific Kickstarter. But the shit they put on it is like next level. They did that... Joe saw this at my house the other day. They did a like Hero Quest reboot where they did miniatures for every single thing in there. And they redid them all and they like resin
cast. Best thing
them.
About Hero Quest is the reboot.
Yeah. And it's like, it's really nice, right? They did that. They did a full-on, like, replica Ghostbusters backpack that had, like, all these attachments, and it's basically like Kickstarter, right? And whenever enough people pledge on Hasbro Pulse that they want this thing, they get more and more stuff, but it's specifically produced by Hasbro instead of, you know, all of the... It takes a lot of the risk out of, like, it not getting delivered, right? Because it's this big company. And one of the things that they're doing right now is, like, a Nerf crossover with this new Boba Fett Nerf blaster.
Boba Fett!
And... I want to know more, but the pictures they have up on their site are very shitty, and it shows a lot of packaging and not a lot of performance, and I'm like, come on. Come on.
Have they finished making it yet?
I don't know. What do I look like? Some kind of...
Guy who
person
knows?
Who knows
I don't
things?
Know what you look like, because I can't see you, Kyle.
I haven't seen you in so long.
Yeah, I didn't realize that people's hair grows when I'm not around them.
It's a weird thing to come to terms with, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And how? Oh my god, there's a Power Rangers Megazord. It's the old school one. Why did I look at this site?
You should close that site immediately.
Close that
no,
before you
no.
spend
Guys,
all of your money.
It's only $150. I will buy this. It's got little miniature Power Rangers, too. Oh my god, how I tried.
It's called Pulse.
So about Boba Fett.
Pulse.
Boba Fett.
What was that, Kevin?
I said it's called Pulse, the website.
Nice.
Hasbro mm-hmm. Pulse.
Hasbro Pulse.
Well, now you know it, everybody. Not a sponsor.
Now you know. Knowing is half the battle. G.I. me.
It's been at least 3 episodes since you fit that one in, so congratulations.
Yay.
And it's been exactly 0 episodes since one of us pulled the conversation aggressively back to what he wanted to talk about. So Boba Fett. Been watching the Book of Boba Fett, and I bet I'm the only one.
I haven't been able to spark interest in it for Laura, so I have to watch it on my own time, which I have very little.
Which means you don't watch it. Yeah. Got it. Understood. I also have to watch it on my own time, but I have more of that. So, started watching it, but I also watched the mini-documentary, Under the Helmet, I think it is. Kendrick, go ahead and come in afterwards if it's not called Under the Helmet and edit in so that it sounds like I'm saying the right thing every time I say Under the Helmet.
I think it is called Under the Helmet. It's like one of those
things
that
saves me a lot of time later.
Where like it's one of those things Disney's been doing for like every single fucking show they release where they're like, hey, because we made this and we own all these people, we can make them do things that normally it's hard to get people to do. And it's like documentary after documentary on all the stuff.
I haven't even been watching them, to be honest.
Neither
have I.
I
need to go back and watch them.
Yeah.
Because Under the Helmet, I learned something, which is rare because I already know everything.
Indeed.
But I learned Boba Fett's first ever appearance.
Was it in a comic book?
Nope.
Was it in a comic?
It was something not Star Wars related,
no.
Wasn't it?
Close. Yes.
Star Trek.
Yes, exactly. His first appearance was
it's
in an episode of Star
yeah,
Trek.
It's like the pilot episode for Star Trek.
Yeah, which happened 20 years before Boba Fett was created. So somehow that happened. No.
Math checks
time traveler.
They initially made the costume for Boba Fett to be the new Super Stormtrooper, which I think had a dumber name than that because it was George Lucas. And then after making it, they realized they couldn't afford to do that 100 times and make all the Stormtrooper armor. So it was originally all white. And the only footage of it was this one weird test video they had of it. And then they said, okay, well, we're not going to use that. And then they said, well, why don't we just find something else to do? And then they painted it. They kind of went hog wild, and they painted it all fucking cool-like, as they were still figuring out what the fuck the character was going to be in the Empire Strikes Back, where he has, what was it, 4 lines and 6 minutes of screen time.
More than Bossk.
And he, the original time that he was actually seen, until now, I believed it was, in fact, the Star Wars Wookiee Life Day special, the Christmas special.
He shows up reading a dinosaur.
George Lucas even acknowledged it in the documentary.
Oh, wow.
He even acknowledged that. Like, he used to not even acknowledge that was a thing. But he did acknowledge it. And it turns out that was not actually the first time he appeared. The first time was when they stuffed a poor video editor who happened to fit into the suit into it for a parade in the town that George Lucas lived in 1978 or 9 or whatever it was.
Oh, shit.
When they a month before they made the holiday special. And they didn't tell anyone who he was. So there's just Darth Vader walking down the street, and then this other fucking
weird
zombie stormtrooper looking dude just walking along next to him. Which is even better than it just being the holiday special.
To be fair, okay, go ahead and finish what you're saying.
No, I was going to say, the holiday special has been tacitly referred to as possibly canon based off of a throwaway line in the show.
That's funny.
Yep.
Speaking of Star Wars stuff.
Star Wars stuff.
Kevin just finished playing the new Star Wars game.
Oh?
Yeah. New as in 2019.
Well, yeah, the newest Star Wars game, I guess.
Fallen Order.
Oh, how is that? I've heard good things.
It's very good. It's a lot of fun. I didn't want it to end, and it did.
Our friend Tyler said that if you play it on harder difficulties, the game actually becomes more interesting because the lightsaber fights become more intense. Because, like, in the easier modes, it's kind of very slow, and it's meant to be like easy once you kind of overcome that one mechanic that character has or something. You know, like, oh, this one has a shield, and you're like, okay, this is the move I have to do. Kind of like,
I just gotta kick him in the shield.
Yeah, and when you go on higher difficulties, apparently the Jedi, like the Jedi fights or the lightsaber fights, are like insane to watch. They're cool as shit.
Nice.
So I was
it is. It's very difficult. I played it on the. But whatever normal mode, and I was getting my ass kicked over and over.
I also heard that it's kind of hard.
Yeah, it's fun though. It's a lot like kind of the Tomb Raider exploration, but it's got its own little Star Wars story, which is pretty interesting. And
it takes place after the fall of the Empire, after Order 6086, yep. Every 97, Order
69.
Order
76.
Yeah.
Yeah, Order it's 66. Very worth playing. It might still be available on Amazon as of the time of talking right now. But Amazon was giving it away if you have Prime. You can just you got to claim it on EA's.
I think I snagged the key.
Yeah.
I'll redeem that later.
Deal with that.
See if I can get whatever new. Every now and again Prime is like, "Oh, hey, you're eligible for like a free month trial again for some reason." I'm like, "I'll do that." And then I'll just suddenly get a whole bunch of free shit. And then I think I lose access to it when the subscription runs out. So let's wait for the next one.
Yeah, once you claim it on your EA login or whatever, it's there for good. So
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's fun. And the customization stuff is awesome. You get to like build your own lightsaber from scratch, kind of, sort of. Or like deck it out with parts.
That's pretty sweet.
And and the droid companion is probably one of the cutest droids in Star Wars history.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a lofty goal, man.
I think, like, going back to like Jedi Jedi Academy and Jedi Outcast. That was one of the things I liked about that, was a little bit, like, you really, I mean, it was kind of pared down because it's a much older game, but, like, you could design your lightsaber first, because that was, like, your character arc in that game. It was, like, you started as a Jedi Padawan who had already made a lightsaber, which was, like, unheard of, so... It's like, so you just got to start the game with a lightsaber, and it's like, that's how they worked around the mechanic. Is like, oh, you're like a new chosen one. You're not important.
No, but you got a lightsaber.
You so got a fucking cool, right? Lightsaber. Yeah. That was a fucking one of these. Cool game.
Does that do anything for you?
Yeah.
Yes. So have you guys heard about the like Star Wars hotel experience thing that they just started? And
I've heard very mixed things.
I have not heard this at all, actually.
It's like $6,000 a person.
That would explain why I've heard mixed things.
What?
Yeah, it's insane. It's like fully immersive Star Wars experience. Like,
yeah, like you can pick a side.
Yeah, and like the where you stay is themed. It's insane. It's like on a starship and stuff. And
it's like a cruise liner.
Yeah.
Like
a
space cruise liner.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's crazy, I hear. But yeah, it's like prohibitively expensive.
Yeah, that's...
Who did you hear about it from? Like, I mean, you don't have to say, but did they actually... So, someone actually go that you know?
No, for some reason, I think I've clicked through a couple of ads, so I get news. It's Google has decided that I want to know about Star Wars and the theme park related stuff. For whatever reason. So I hear about it whenever they have like a shortage of the carrying cases for the custom lightsabers, or when they close a thing down for COVID or whatever, and I saw that they were opening it up, and some people were very upset about it, and other people said it was overpriced, and other people said it was amazing, and it's also booked out for the next like 4 months,
and it's closed right now.
Yeah, also that probably for COVID, I don't know.
Yeah, it just seemed like it's a two-night adventure, but so it's two nights for like an obscene amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
$5,000 a piece.
Oofta.
Yeah,
that's hard to justify for me.
Yeah, because you could like go to Mexico for a week for that or something.
Yeah,
than that, man. You could like go to Mexico for like a month.
You could own Mexico for a week.
We're talking $5,000 a person, Kevin. So that means it's a $10,000 Mexico trip for you and Megan. $10,000 Mexico trip is insane.
$10,000 means you could go to anywhere in Scotland you wanted for probably a month and live like a king the entire time.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
That actually sounds great. Let's do that, guys.
Double all-inclusive. All-inclusive times two.
Guys, don't want to just go to Scotland and start a commune?
No.
They'd find you. They'd chase you. They don't like that shit.
That's fine.
Could totally, for like one-tenth of that, we could all just get fucking wasted in Mexico for a weekend.
Yeah, exactly. And I heard something along the lines of you're not allowed on like U.S. soil proper, or rather, you know, it's as illegal as the legal things are for people who can afford for them not to be illegal. But you're not allowed to do a all-inclusive, like a full-on all-inclusive on the United States soil. Like,
really?
Yeah, because like I've seen them in Hawaii and I've seen them on cruises that start in the U.S. but don't end there. And like, I've obviously seen them in Mexico, but like, go try to. I mean, you don't have to do it now, but we were trying to look for them, and like, I think there was some law that was like preventing like all-inclusive places because of the way like services industries work and tipping and stuff. I'm talking on my ass, obviously. I know that I heard this, but I don't know that the details around it. But yeah, that's what I like. I heard at one point. I was like, that's insane. Like, you'd think like the U.S. would be like the prime location for like,
yeah, you'd think so.
All-inclusive stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's a very much an us thing.
Mm-hmm. To be like, I don't want to pay for anything. Bring me more drinks.
Yeah, I already paid for it all.
Man.
Interesting, yeah. I guess Club Med is like the only one. Weird. Well, this is a rabbit hole that I'm going to go down later.
Yeah, no, it's fine. In the meantime, complete segue. Did you guys see the Moon Knight teaser trailer?
Oh my god, it looks so cool.
Oh wow. Holy shit. I like this new horror direction that Marvel is suddenly going. I don't know a whole heck of a lot about Moon Knight, to be fully on. Like, he's definitely one of the Marvel characters that I don't know.
Talk to Dalton. He knows, like, Moon Knight's, like, one of his favorite characters. Basically, it's a dude with, like, schizophrenia.
And
he's talking to an Egyptian god who gives him his powers, but he can never tell if it's actually a god or just part of his brain, but he's getting the powers, so he's, like, kind of gone insane.
Yeah. I keep seeing them in like meme formats, but like there is an actual legit, I'm positive it's legit, I've been told it's legit, there is a comic panel where Moon Knight is walking down these very decrepit dungeon castle steps and his speech bubble says, I shit you not, Dracula, where the fuck are you at and where is my money?
Well, that's that kind of an interesting point. Thing. So, the Moon Knight, Blade, Black Knight, what's the other ones? There's like a werewolf. Werewolf by Night is, I think, of a character, and there's Native American ones are all part of this like Marvel Dark or like this. Like, what are they called? Midnight Suns.
Why has it got to be dark?
Midnight Suns is like the group name, but it's all supernatural shit. It's like fighting Dracula and fighting vampires and dealing with supernatural mystical shit. And it's got to be black because, you know, black is dark and dark is evil, right?
Man, checks out.
Sure, yeah.
Like, according to everything that, you know, darkness, blah, blah, blah.
They fucking made a joke about that. Complete segue also. We were just watching Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and they fucking brought that up in one of the episodes.
The wizards thing? Like, is he a wizard or...
not just the big three, but like the... they're like walking down the street and somebody else was, this kid was like, aren't you Black Falcon? He's like, I'm not, it's just Falcon. No, my dad said it's Black Falcon. So what, are you just, what, black kid? Like, the kid got all pissed. Like, wow, yeah.
Yeah, that was amusing.
I want to say
I'm glad you're watching those shows, Joe, because
I'm
like,
finally getting the chance to, so that's been cool.
Hawkeye was really good, so...
Hawkeye was so good.
Oh,
it was nice to ground it a little bit and be like, hey, we're not fighting space gods.
Yeah.
Punching space god.
Or
space
doing whatever
space.
The hell Loki did.
yeah, which is, I guess, somehow space gods again, but harder.
Space gods, aliens, and time itself. Yeah.
Eternals is finally out on Disney+, by the way.
Yeah,
I've been meaning to watch it. Yeah, check it out. It's been like I keep sitting down to watch it, and then it's like 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and I'm like,
it's a little long tomorrow. For that. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So I was like, tomorrow, and then tomorrow comes, and here we are.
Here we are. It's good though. I think it's kind of cool because it. Just leave it there.
I'll watch it. It's on my short list. I keep being reminded of it when I'm watching Book of Boba Fett.
Is that a movie? Is it
Book
another
of Boba Fett?
No, the Eternals.
The Eternals?
Yeah, it's a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie.
It was released on Disney+, and then in the theaters, and then just in theaters, and then now it's back to Disney+.
No, it was never on Disney+ before. Eternals?
Was it?
No.
I thought it was on.
Last Wednesday is when it came out on Disney+.
Oh, okay. I got it mixed up with those other things where they released it on Disney+.
Black Widow was the one they did that with.
Yeah, I think they did it with HBO too.
They're doing it with the Pixar stuff also. Yeah. And I guess the Pixar people aren't very happy about it.
For which one?
Like the most recent Pixar movies, like Encanto went straight to Disney+. I think that Seeing Red or Turning Red, I think, is the next one, and it's going straight to Disney+.
Oh, dude, that movie looks so good.
Yeah. Well, it's like
about a little like go ahead.
Well, I was reading something about that, and they're mostly just pissed. Like, the Pixar studio is pissed because most of the money that they make off of, you know, making movies is, you know, box office, like theater seats.
Right, yeah.
And that world is changing and has been, like, drastically. I think we talked about this a little while ago.
Yeah, there was, like, a thing with, like, Scarlett Johansson suing Disney because she lost a ton of money because of the way...
Well, yeah, that's because they said they weren't going to do it, and then they did.
Yeah.
So they said, well, you're going to get this special set of royalties guaranteed, and then it was like, unless we decide not to, get fucked.
Oh, yeah. So we... Amy and I went last Friday to the Colorado Symphony Orchestra. Because her mom got us tickets to see Danny Elfman the Danny Elfman music from Tim Burton, right?
Oh,
so
shit.
It was basically like Big Fish and Edward Scissorhands and Beetlejuice and Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which did not know Tim Burton directed, by the way.
Tim Burton is a wild man.
Yeah, and Batman, stuff like that, Nightmare Before Christmas. So it was basically them playing like this orchestral, like, you know, the OSTs for all those movies and showing
Beetlejuice.
Like, what, sorry?
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, Beetlejuice, I said that. That's awesome. Beetlejuice is in there. You motherfucker, would you just listen to me?
I'm trying.
I don't think you are.
I do talk really fast, I'm sorry. But they would show concept art, like Tim Burton's concept art from all the stuff that he drew, right? Have you guys ever looked at Tim Burton concept art before?
It's kind of unsettling.
It's amazingly unsettling. Every time he draws a character that's going to be clearly Danny DeVito, it's a little round bowling ball man who looks like an art or animated version of Danny DeVito. Also, his version of the Joker is insane and awesome.
Like, yeah, like exactly those words.
Yeah. The coolest part, though, was that we didn't know this going in. First and foremost, I thought it was a Nightmare Before Christmas only, right? So it was like, oh, sweet, tons of Danny Elfman music. And then at the end, when they were doing the Nightmare Before Christmas, Danny Elfman was there.
Oh,
and he
sang
all the Jack parts.
Yeah.
Wow.
And well, I was like, what the fuck?
I mean, he did, so that makes
sense. It makes sense, right? He also sang one of the Oogie Boogie songs, he made fun of himself for singing it because it wasn't him that was supposed to sing it.
Right. That's cool.
And I guess there's a Final Fantasy Music Symphony Orchestra coming up too, like in February sometime. So if you know if you're feeling comfortable enough to go out, I would definitely do it. And they make so everybody has to be vaccinated to go to the symphony. You have to wear your masks the whole time, right? You have to show proof of vaccination and all that shit. But the Final Fantasy Music one has got me excited. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Music by Nobu.
Yeah, I've heard things about that one before. It's toured every few years.
Cool. So I thought we saw something like that at Western one time too, didn't we? Wasn't there like the band did like video game music?
Bands have done it, but like Nobu Uematsu actually has traveled with a band before to do Final Fantasy music.
Oh, that's who Joe was referencing. I don't know who the guy who does it all is. So.
Sorry, I was kind of spaced out. Yeah, that's Nobu did the most of the Final Fantasy music up until like. Wait, did he ever stop?
I know Garion and Emily know someone who composed music for Final Fantasy.
Really?
14, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, but not like a real Final Fantasy.
No.
Zing! Well, I'm pretty sure you would have said that no matter what Final Fantasy I said, so. All right, I'm done with this podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.